KUJZ is 95.3 The Score.
I hope you're ready. It's that time.
This is going to be cool.
Climb aboard for the radio ride known as Sports Talk.
A day that will live in sports radio infamy.
Brought to you by Guarantee RV.
We're talking the big deal, the real deal.
On Highway 99 in Junction City, online at GuaranteeRV.com.
I am not only drinking the Kool-Aid, I'm the manufacturer.
I am losing my mind.
Dan, it might be semi-circle time.
Hi, I'm Steve, and, well, I brought a list.
And now, a guy with tons and tons of issues.
Yeah, I kind of do have issues.
And broadcasting them, searching for answers.
Yeah, to go, what the hell are we doing?
It's Steve Tannen.
What's up? Welcome to Sports Talk on Thursday. It's a bye week. Dun, 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 dun. Actually, I think it's kind of ridiculous how much I like the bye week. Remember the first one? I was like a little kid the couple days before Christmas. You know, my grandson, whenever it's when he was a littler kid. I mean, he just turned six. He's not exactly ready to drive and get a job. But the deal used to be, so how many sleeps till your birthday? How many sleeps till Christmas? How many sleeps until vacation? That's like what I am. So how many sleeps until the bye? Just two more. I can't wait. Should there be a bye tree where you like leave gifts under? And, you know, things you normally can't do during game day, like, I guess, drink, watch a lot of other games. What are you, crazy? Percentage of athletes, celebrities, and politicians who retire and say to spend more time with their family, and their family's like, yeah, don't spend too much time here.
That's why everybody like ends up unretiring, because they're like, oh yeah, my family liked it. We all realized as a collective, we liked it better when you weren't here. It worked better. It's too much of you. I'm getting to know you too well, father. Go back to the football thing when you're not here. Plus, we're getting less free stuff. Like, go back. I don't understand. Do the TV thing. Just go get out of the house. Get out, get out, get out.
Do something. I'm watching. There's a great tweet out there right now. And it's at Oregon Football. And they're talking about Johnny Johnson was talking about the long kickoff before halftime at USC, and he asked apparently Justin Herbert, "What if he cribs this?" And you know, Mikael Wright took it, and when you watch the video, it's amazing. I'm telling you. The kick six, I don't think the dude from Auburn got touched by an opponent. Maybe a dive near the sideline. Because remember, Alabama had their mass protect field goal unit out there, so it was mostly a bunch of big lummoxes out there. But the reaction from Herbert of, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and I just retweeted it. If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. I don't think any of the USC guys could have gotten he would have scored a touchdown in one-handed touch. I don't think anybody on USC, if you gave them all water pistols, would have got water on him. If it was a game, if I hit you with water, you're down. I think that they got taken so aback and were so devastated, and Oregon executed their blocking scheme so perfectly. I don't know that I've ever seen a kickoff go for 100 yards, and I know this sounds weird, that easily. What a momentum change. You know, one of the things that we had been talking about, and Kenny and I felt like it became a really unfortunate part of our postgame in 2016 and 2017, was it always seemed the end of the half, Oregon, the defense would allow a field goal or a touchdown. Then the opposing team would come out with a bigger spring in their step from the locker room, and whatever it was, a 7 or 10 point game, all of a sudden there's 10 minutes to go in the third, and it's a 17 or a 24 point game. Instead now, with the, I guess, the tenacity with which this team has developed, I mean, they go end half, early half, and it becomes advantageous to Oregon. Speaking of advantageous Oregon, I'm not talking about tennis. My conversation with Coach Cristobal will be about an hour from now. As you might imagine, even though it's a bye week, they're busy. They've got a lot going on. By the way, really, Steve? A college coach at this level, responsible for 105 players, a staff, an athletic department, plus all that comes with that, is busy this time of year? Man, we thank God we tune into this show for late-breaking news, because nobody else has stuff like this. 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Another thing I want to remind you, big time effort to pack the house for Matthew Knight Arena on Saturday. I know the Oregon men are playing, and I'm not being dismissive, but the women's Olympic team is here, who've won. I mean, all they do is win the gold medal, and it's a who's who. It's Taurasi and Bird, Gumike, who we're going to talk with, NECA, the former Samford super-duper star, tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I may have to leave the rest of the show to Nick. I have to go home and start preparing for tomorrow's show. I've got people, though. At least let me leave and go do the tool shed in preparation. So that'll be in the 3 o'clock hour. As a matter of fact, I think we'll probably have Fentress at 3:30, Toolshed at 3:45, Sterling at 4:05, Ashley Adamson of the Pac-12 Network at 4:30, NECA Gumike of the U.S. Women's National Team at 5 o'clock. Remember that nap we were talking about? I may get a quickie in tomorrow. So we've got many things on tap. And we'll somehow get through with this this program, and I figure if I get home at 6:30, a little dinner, put about an hour and 15 in before we get into our Thursday shows. My wife and I have a ritual about Thursday nights, for sure. Although I'm gonna want to keep an eye on this Blazer team. We talked about it with Nigel Burton of the Pac-12 Network, who does a morning radio show up in Portland and is really wired in to Portland. And by the way, Brooke Olsendam is going to join us next week, so we'll start talking some NBA as well. But, man, when I was watching the game the other night, I literally brought up my phone and the roster because I was like, oh, right, him. Yeah, oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, they got him now. Because, you know, to be perfectly honest, what happens during an off season, you know, you see the departure of guys who had become staples of a team that you followed going all the way to the Final Four and playing for the Western Conference title. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, I recognize 0-3-5. It's like Gary Trent Jr., I remember his dad. Why is he out there? You know, Nasir Little still isn't in there. And I think what you got from the coaches during the offseason, he's going to get a lot of DNP coaches' decision. You know, he was projected a lot higher than he went. But in experience, and sometimes it takes a guy time to adjust to the NBA game. You know, Gasol, I haven't even read a schedule for his return, a timeline. You know, we just got the injury to Zach Collins, who I thought was going to be he was going to be an important player. It's kind of hard to be an important player when you're under the knife and not going to play for 4 months. As far as Nurkic, you know, on September 30th, that's 6 weeks ago, about 5 weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I'd say it's exactly 5 weeks because you had a month and 7 days. Hey, the inability to do math, I think I'm catching it from Nick.
Some say it's like a cold. Others say it's, you know, say
starve
up
a cold,
to you.
Feed a fever.
Yeah, you know, just keep working through it. You'll be fine.
So I'm watching this LaBissière, Hezonja, Bazemore, Simons, Whiteside, Tolliver. And it's like, I don't care how well coached they are, and I really, really like Coach Stotts. Man, it's going to take time. I mean, you know, Whiteside, as far as finding his flow in the offense, had a very good game against San Francisco. But the problem is the Warriors aren't very good defensively either. That, as a matter of fact, those were two pretty bad defensive efforts the other night, 127-118. I mean, it wasn't exactly the bad boys versus the Bulls in 89-90. But it was a very a matchup that in May you could have probably off the top named 7-8 guys on each team where he went to school and gave an adequate analysis of his game. All of a sudden it's like Willie Cauley-Stein, Jordan Poole, Omari Spellman, Alec Burks, Damian Lee, Marquise Chris against Tolliver, Whiteside, Hezonja, Bazemore. And it's like, you want to talk about two rosters of two of the last four teams standing. I'll tell you what, aside from the 97 Marlins and 2003 Marlins, do you ever remember two championship contenders just like completely redoing the roster the next year? Really, absolutely amazing. All right, 284-8571. The Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We had our load management conversation last hour, and I ran the numbers, and there's actually been a fine handed down to the Clippers. So the league accepted the explanation of the ongoing patella injury for Kawhi Leonard for not playing back-to-back. But apparently, Doc Rivers insinuated that he was more of a healthy scratch, and they're like, yeah, you got to, of course, do the math. If you're a multimillionaire, and in the case of Ballmer and the franchise, multi-billionaires, and they charge you $50,000, ooh, that'll learn you. I mean, is that the equivalent of getting a parking, you know, a speeding ticket, and they charge you $3? I mean, is that really going to be that big of a deterrent? Especially if you're in a hurry. All right, 284-8571. It's your Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's bring in Josh. Josh, good afternoon. How's it going?
Steve, you're just a salty Knicks fan trying to bring the rest of us into depression with you. I get it. I understand.
Wow.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I mean, yeah, we got hit with the – so Zach Collins getting hurt and getting hit with the injury bug and all that stuff is not helping. And that Golden State loss is terrible. But I feel like the Clippers game is – it's a trap game for the Clippers. And I feel like what an ultimate rebound to go and win this game. I know on paper it doesn't seem logical, but I mean, the Blazers – I mean, I just feel like that we're in a lump with a whole bunch of other teams. I mean, look at the Rockets. Their records are not any better than ours. I mean, I think it's early in the season, and things are going to shake out come the first of the year.
No, I agree. I just think this is asking for patience, and once it does gel, I think when the dust settles, they'll be a playoff team and a pretty good team. But, I mean, aside from the game at Oklahoma City, I mean, you got to be really concerned about their defense because they're giving up a ton of points.
Not only the defense, I mean, well, here's the thing. It's Whiteside is good on defense. He just can't stay out of foul trouble. That's his big problem. And then on another big concern is CJ has been non-existent. I mean, they threw all this money at a second person behind Dame, and CJ has been non-existent so far this season. I know that it's early on in the year, but and that's going to change. It's got to change. But Dame is putting up career-high numbers, yet we're not doesn't even show for it because we're losing games.
Yeah, and also McCollum's shooting is off. You know, his average is okay, but that's because of one big explosion game. And, yeah, if you look, I mean, they're taking 40 shots between them. That's a lot.
Yeah, your guard shooting that much and then not having anything coming from your post-court presence is not good at all. But, I mean, like I said, it's still, like, we're talking about, we're seven games into the season. I mean, and especially a team that overhauled the way they overhauled, growing pains are bound to happen. I just think give it until, you know, December, and we'll see where we're at then. But I think we're going to be all right. I think we're still a playoff team, and I think everything's going to pan out.
No, like I said, you when you say give it time, that's kind of got to be the theme. You can't just throw three regulars and seven new faces out there and expect everything to click at once. It's got to be a process.
Well, but Zach Collins getting hurt is huge.
Yeah, that stunk. Huge. No question about it. He was going to be another one of the, you know, constants, and now it's a lot of variables.
Yeah, the fact that we're having to start Anthony Tolliver now is a big problem. I mean, Anthony Tolliver, even though he's been in the league a long time, has never been – he's not a starter. And so, yeah, with Zach Collins being down, that's where we're at until Nurk comes back. And I still think we're going to make a trade and something's going to happen, but, you know, until then, we're going to have to take our lumps.
All right. Hey, thanks, Josh. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Yeah, you know, Tolliver is a veteran player. He's 34 years old. If you look up well-traveled in the dictionary, oh, yeah, you're going to see him. And by the way, he was recruited by a guy named Altman. He played at Creighton and left after the 2007-2008 season. You know, he's played for the Kings. He was with the Blazers for a half hour, then the Warriors, Minnesota, Atlanta, Charlotte, Phoenix, Detroit, Sacramento again, Detroit, Minnesota, now Portland. That's only 10 years. He must wake up in the morning like, where the hell am I, man? Does he have to check his wallet every morning to see what state-issued driver's license he has? Or is it like... like, for example, if I moved to another state from Portland, my license would still be valid for X amount of years. Is that how many times has Anthony Tolliver had his gone to the local DMV after getting traded?
Those people have to have, well, not those people, but like athletes and NBA players or whatever, people that travel a whole lot, their job is, I'm an NBA player. I'm a
passport-ish.
I'm a professional basketball player, but I'm not a great professional basketball player, so I play on a lot of teams. They've got to have like a guy who's like, hey, you have to go wait in line for me at the DMV and then like text me when like I'm within seven numbers so I can be down there and they can take my picture because I'm not going to actually wait in this line.
No, that's not going to happen.
Like, can you imagine? Imagine like seeing Dame Lillard at the DMV, like people would go crazy. Like, and he's not going to sit there if like they're, you know, he's number 47 and they're at 30 or, you know, they're at 25. He's not going to sit in the waiting room and be on his phone. He's going to be like, hey, someone's waiting for me. I'm leaving. Or you're going to take my picture right now.
You know, you just reminded me of something because within the last year, I thought I lost my wallet. It turned out I left it at the copy machine up front and it fell behind. And I did. I went. I had to go through all of that. I had to get a new debit card. I had to get my new miles card. And if you have to go to DMV, I'm going to give you a trick here. Get there about 12 minutes before closing. I did it deliberately. I waited till there was a day. We got off the air for something, and I waited, and I got there about 12 to 5, and I was third. It was awesome. I got my license picture taken. They were in a rush to get out. I was out of there about one. I spent 13 minutes at the DMV and got what I wanted. I'll tell you what, is that a record? Unless you're walking in to pick up paperwork, to get there, engage an employee, take care of something important, get a picture, and leave with a valid driver's license, I defy anybody to beat 13 minutes. Game on. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. What I wanted to say was his second year in the league, Anthony Tolliver, when he split time between the Warriors and Portland, he started 29 games. That was 2010. In the 10 seasons since, he started a total of 70 games. He's a bench player. And now he's started the last four games. It's not a role with which he is familiar, and you can see they've rotated him out because, in the Warriors game, he only ended up playing 17 total minutes. Hezonja and Bazemore and Simons got more PT than he did, and you could see the big three of McCollum, Lillard, and Hood, you know, all playing their 34, 37 minutes. So, like I said earlier this week, and I think we heard Altman say it and Stotts said it, they were asking him about his rotation. He's like, this is a work in progress. I don't have a rotation right now. I actually think Coach Altman said that to Joey this week when they were talking after the game. You know, he was talking about the turnovers and points off turnovers, and he talked about his freshmen playing like freshmen and the turnovers being caused by guys who were a little unfocused and going between the legs and around the back. And then he also was asked about his rotation. It's like, whoa. Let's figure it out. This is not a commitment just yet. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. I wanted to remind you, a little less than an hour, my conversation with football coach Mario Cristobal. A lot of good things to talk about with Coach. And I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Small World Auto, 2090 West 11th in Eugene. They're a family-owned automotive service center featuring a state-of-the-art 13 service bay repair shop. They recommend that you keep up. Maintain your car. Save yourself the aggravation of having it break down. But issues surface. If your car needs service, call them. 228-9774. Speak with Marty and his staff, and they'll take care of you with their terrific reputation for the quality work that they do and stand behind. Online at smallworldauto.com. All right. That brings us to break time. We'll do that. Come back. We'll have an update. We'll have more sports talk. 95.3 The Score.
Today's show is brought to you by the Coors Light Frost Brewed Sports Desk. Coors Light is the official sponsor of your Oregon Ducks and the Coors Light Refreshing Tweet of the Day. Tweet Steve at SportsTalk953 for your chance to get involved. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
I just don't understand how you would bring somebody into your organization that's going to do this. Maybe he doesn't do it. Maybe he doesn't do it as he's walking in the door, but he's going to do it. And it's going to be something that you're going to have to clean up. It's going to be something that you wouldn't bring an animal into your house that you knew he's going to tear up your furniture. He's going to mess up the rug. I don't want that.
Tearing up your furniture and messing up the rug. That's how Travis Rogers of ESPN LA is describing Antonio Brown. A little on the harsh side, accurate nonetheless. As we welcome you back to Sports Talk 95.3 The Score. It doesn't seem like a big deal, especially because it's just an athletic director. But USC bringing in Mike Bone. But when a major player in this conference makes a move like this, it's worth making a note. I mean, it's USC. And primarily I'll view it through the lens of football because they're, you know, the greatest program the league has known. And, you know, that they've been a force. I mean, you're talking going back to the 1930s. They played in five Rose Bowls, four in the 40s. You know, for them, they had a drought going seven full seasons without winning then the Athletic Association of Western Universities, which replaced the Pacific Coast Conference and was pre-Pac-8. But when they hired John McKay through the John Robinson era, I mean, they had an unbelievable run. And by the way, before somebody texts, you know, John Robinson was a Duck coach. Yes. From 1962. Through and including 1979, they made 11 Rose Bowl appearances. In the 80s, four. Then for them, they had a really, it was very droughty from 1989 through the end of the peak, through the start of the Pete Carroll era. Sorry. So 89 through 2001, one trip to Pasadena, that 95 team with Keyshawn that abused Northwestern that afternoon at the Rose Bowl. And since the last one, 2008, with Mark Sanchez, a one-loss team, you know, they've only been there once. I mean, you think about it. When you think about 2008, that was the end of the dominating era. Mark Sanchez was the quarterback. They had that stable of a running back, Stephon Johnson, C.J. Gable, Joe McKnight. The 08 team, I would say, is the last true elite Trojan team. That defense, Clay Matthews, Ray Maluga, Juicer Cushing, a young Everson Griffin, Taylor Mays, Kevin Ellison, Josh Pinkard, one of the best I've seen in the pack. And we'll get to more on Bone in a bit, who was an athletic director at Colorado when they made the decision to leave the Big 12 for the Pac-12 to with Utah to form the Pac-12. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Let's bring in Nate. Nate, good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Steve. Happy game day.
Okay. Oh, Portland, L.A. All right, I got you.
You got it, baby. You got it.
All right.
I actually was calling because I just turned you on, just had my first chance to turn on the radio, and I didn't know where you stood on the silly topic of load management.
Yeah, I brought that up, and the bottom line is the Clippers, if they follow the rules, they owe explanations to no one. I mean, this is the first time they're legitimately thinking they could, you know, make it all the way to the West Finals or better. And the bottom line is, it's about Kawhi. It's not about load management. This guy is not durable. He's had two seasons where he missed 10 games and 8 games. Otherwise, I was going through his numbers. He missed 18. He missed 24. He missed 16. He missed 18. He played 9 games 2 years ago. He missed 22 games last year. I mean, the guy is out 20% of the time, just about. But he's always been ready for the playoffs. That's what they need. They need him healthy and ready for the postseason. So if they have to do stuff like this, everybody just needs to get over it.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I was listening to Dan Patrick this morning, and you know, a lady that was living in Utah but was from L.A. was all ticked off because she had spent $500 on basketball tickets. And her autistic son was a Kawhi Leonard fan, and she was just so distraught about everything. And she said, I don't have that kind of money to spend. I'm like, well, first of all, don't spend the money if you don't have the money to spend it. But second of all, if somebody is going to take a day off so that they can win a title, then please take the day off.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that's the bad part about it. I appreciate the call, Nate. And yeah, the fans who want to see him, that absolutely sucks. But the Clippers need to be beholden to their fans, their bottom line, their franchise, and in turn, their franchise player. It's a new world. It's a cold world. And everybody's just going to have to eat it. Sorry. You know, we've seen quarterbacks sit out a final game if the team in the NFL has their spot locked in the NFL playoffs. If they can't benefit, if they know they're going to be in the wild card, if they know they're going to go on the road in the divisional round, if they know they've got the one seed locked up, you know, why would you play Brady or Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes if you know for a fact they're being out there, or, you know, do what they did with Peyton a couple times? And I guess it was Aaron Rodgers in 2011, where they were like, all right, we're not going to improve or hinder our seeding in the playoffs. You ain't playing. Or you get him out there for a series or something like that. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Somebody wants to know who came up with the word load management. My guess would be somebody at ESPN or TNT, the two primary covers of NBA basketball. And yeah, I was talking about USC, and somebody said, I mentioned the name Joe McKnight. Yeah. I didn't want to dwell on it, but of course, if you know the story, I mean, it's horrific. I mean, was it 2016? I mean, he was involved. He was, I think he's from Louisiana. That's where he was. And he got in a road rage incident. He got out of his car, and a guy shot him, killed him. He was unarmed. And I read the update from a year ago. That guy ended up getting convicted. He's doing 30 years for manslaughter. Got out of his car, and McKnight got out of his car. The other guy never got. They said originally that the perpetrator had made a statement along the lines that he told McKnight, "Don't F with me," and then shot him again. But the forensics tell a different story, that he never got out of his car. And so he was going to originally be charged with, once the forensics team was like, "You never got out of your car. You were not in any danger." So they upgraded it to manslaughter, and now the POS is going to do 30 years for manslaughter. So that nightmare aside, jeez. So Mike Bone, the new athletic director, was the Colorado athletic director when they left for this conference. And I'll tell you what, I wonder how fans feel about that move right now, because they're a terrible Big Ten, a Big 12 team, a Pac-12 team. And we ran the numbers. If you eliminate 2016, I mean, who's the worst? They're Rutgers. And as you well know, Rutgers as a Big Ten school, yeah, that's not a compliment. They had the 2016 season, where they made a shocking run all the way to the conference championship game. They got destroyed by Washington, but with Washington in the playoff, who went to the Rose Bowl that year? Was it USC in 2016?
Yeah, that was the game against Penn State.
Right. And they, the Buffs, ended in the Alamo Bowl and got killed in that game by, I think it was, Oklahoma State. So their time as a Pac-12 team has been pretty painful for the fans. Yeah, it was 38-8 in the Alamo Bowl, 41-10 in the Pac-12 championship game. But, you know, the first 5 years in this league, they were 5-40 in conference. Think about what I just said. And since what I'm going to call 2016 a fluke, they're 2-7, 2-7, 1-5 this year. They're 5-19. So it's brutal. They had a nice start this year under Mel Tucker, but they're struggling. And then Bone, I got a little sidetracked there. No way. Left for the job at Cincinnati. But I'll tell you what, I read a couple articles. It makes sense. You know, USC Athletics, when you think of the majors in football, they had success under Pete Carroll. Incredible success. Dynasty-level success. Their last three athletic directors were superstar players who went back. You know, Mike Garrett was a Heisman winner, was a running back on the Super Bowl IV champion Chiefs. Pat Hayden was a terrific player at Southern Cal, had a very nice career in the NFL with the Rams. And then, of course, Lynn Swann, you know, he was pretty good in the NFL. He was a Hall of Famer, won 4 Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The problem is, they weren't really administrators. And I'll tell you what, if you had to bet, you get a new AD who's an administrator, I don't think you have to be Newt Rockne to understand what football means to Southern Cal and their alum and their boosters and their fans and everybody. In order for Clay Helton to keep this job, he's got to win out, win the South, and beat Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game, right? I mean, if they end up losing a couple games and are in the I mean, what's the best way to describe what they would be in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl? You would just have to go across town and say, magic line, please. I ain't going to be here. That's going to be Clay Helton's new catchphrase.
I've been talking to people walking here. We've been talking about next year, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm not going to be here.
He thinks that's so funny. That'll never get old. It's like you haven't even told your owner. You're telling us now, and you think this is funny? It's nice to be wealthy in magic, huh? USC.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. There has never been a comedic line delivered that perfectly.
No.
You could have tried to write that out for any sort of comedian, any actor. You give that line in that scenario to Leonardo DiCaprio, to Brad Pitt, to anyone. Anyone at all. You could try and have them...
Yeah, the director would be like, I might need one more take. Magic cut, print,
right,
next.
Exactly. If that's the standard you're trying to set, everyone is going to fall millions of miles short.
So they already have 4 losses. Remember, they lost back-to-back road games. I keep looking at their conference record, and I keep forgetting that they also lost at BYU and at Notre Dame. They lost at Washington. They lost a home game. They're struggling on the road, and they still got to play Arizona State and at Cal. Then the crosstown rivalry against an obviously improved UCLA team. So they get another loss even. Not only are they out of the South picture, they're going to have 5 losses off of 7 loss season. That's not market improvement. That's not optimism. And I know they might be excited about Daniels coming back, and it's not an overly experienced roster. But no, he's not going to be here. All right, 284-8571. The Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. I'm glad we could be amused. That's the key to the benefits program. Real quick, the Josh Cooley team, the official real estate team of the Oregon Ducks, if you're selling your home, yeah, you want to know what the value is. And guess what you don't want? Ballpark. There are online sites and inexperienced people out there who use a program that could be 20-25% off. And what good is that going to do you if you're going to buy another home, in particular, pending the profit you make on selling this one? So you got to contact a real estate pro like Josh and his team. They've got the proven track record. They beat the market, sale price to list price ratio, average days on the market. They do it year after year after year. They're the best in the business. And starting a home sale, getting it finished, it's a navigation. And a part-time agent, the wrong person kind of driving the bus, be it home inspection or appraisal conditions, you know, the plug can get pulled in an instant. You don't want to gamble. It's too important. So call or text Josh and his team today, 359-1999. Check out their website, EugeneRE.com, and like I said, it's important. It's kind of at the core of your financial stability. Why deal with anybody but the best in the business? Trust the Josh Cooley team. Again, the phone number, 359-1999. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some trash next. 95.3, The Score.
We're riding the waves of technology just for you. You can call the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline at 284-8571. Text 321-0824. Tweet Steve at SportsTalk953.
It's a different kind of mentality. You have to train it all off season. You have to make sure you're process oriented leading up to the very moment of kickoff and then maintaining that all the way through minute 60 and overtime if necessary. So it's a heck of an accomplishment, one we take a lot of pride in and one that we feel we could get a lot better at.
That's Coach Cristobal talking about winning on the road. Talking about Stanford, Washington, USC. You have an arch nemesis the past decade, the eternal hated enemy territory, and at the house of the greatest program in league history, one left, and that's Arizona State. which has always been kind of more than a freak show location than a house of horrors. All right, welcome back, Sports Talk 95.3 The Score. It's the 4 o'clock hour. We wrap first hour Sports Talk with a peek at who's yapping, what they're saying, and if they get the right way to do it, or if it's weak sauce. It's a little something we call talking trash.
It's time for talking trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my 2 Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
Say what?
Who would bet on Ernie Terrell beating me? I told you I was floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee.
You know you haven't stopped talking since I came here?
It's afraid to lose. I think what he should do is we should run this race over again so I can kick his ass one more time.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
Son, I gotta do better than this.
That's right, Talking Trash is brought to you by Lane County Waste Management Division. When in doubt, throw it out. With recycling woes in the news so much, it's important to remember recycling works when you recycle the right stuff. Lane County is offering free resources to label bins with the do's and don'ts for offices and multi-tenant buildings. If you're wondering if something is recyclable in Lane County, then you can look it up at lanecounty.org/garbageguru. Time for Talking Trash. We bring up trash people, trash talk, and we sort it out so you don't have to. We make that decision for you. We tell you what to do. We've each got a couple of people. Who wants to go first?
I'm going
to
go first.
You're going first.
Quarterback for the Bears, I'm going. Mitch Kumstein Trubisky is, I don't get this guy. Kind of a contrast because people who call NFL players soft are nuts. It's crazy out there. But these tough guys who play such a violent game, sometimes they step outside the lines, a little thin-skinned. And Trubisky's take that we need to shut off the TVs in the Halas Center to shut out the noise critics are aiming at us or them. Yeah, like Rome said today, they're aimed at you. Maybe a little bit Matt Nagy, but mostly you. And those 5 touchdown throws in 7 games, and your worst among all starters, 5.6 yards per attempt. So a guy who's feeling the heat decides to speak out like he's defending his teammates when nobody's saying the problem is Taylor Gabriel. He's the target. That kind of talk is...
I mean, I understand that, yeah, you've got the super macho mentality of, hey, tough guy plays football, tough guy play football off field too. Tough guy be tough all time. You can take a mental health day if you need to literally turn off the TVs and be like, I've maxed out. I'm so tired of hearing people tell me that I'm bad. I'm not telling you I'm not good either. Like, I understand the frustrations. I need it to stop. I'm okay with it. You're taking a mental health break from the outside
chatter. So are we recycling it?
I think we should recycle it.
Then recycle it.
That leads me to talk about Tottenham fans again, and I talked about this with What Are You Doing, but I'm still mad about it. 4 days later, Heung-min Son of Tottenham tackled Everton player Andre Gomes from behind. It's a brash, bad tackle that's normally worth a red on its own in any other game. Took down Gomes. He is going way too fast. He lands awkwardly. He snaps his ankle. Spurs fans are now all over Twitter saying that Son is the victim because of the way he reacted when he realized that his actions caused a man's ankle to break. Look, dude, this is just like it is. Look, Tottenham people in general, this is just like it is with little kids. It doesn't matter how sad you feel after. You did what you did and you have to take responsibility for it. Son isn't the victim here. Stop playing him like the victim. They're touting him like a hero because he overcame snapping someone's ankle because he cried. I'm really sick of it.
I could tell. I don't know if that's incineration worthy.
Probably not. It's also probably not dump worthy either.
Nah, recyclate it. All right, this guy, man. My next one's Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy.
I don't say this lightly. I wouldn't be surprised to discover something's amiss. His behavior is erratic. He's become the guy who quits or leaves or breaks up and thinks he's got to keep doing it again. I mean, think about it. If today, if one of us had it out with our boss, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm never coming back here. Then in like 2 weeks, you came back, I've had it with you. It's like, we went through this again. You don't need to quit again. We don't need you back here. So today he went on another Twitter rant. The league's got to clear my name. But he's still got multiple accusations of sexual assault pending, says he wants to present his side. And remember, September 22nd, I hate them all, I'm not playing in the league again, I want my status cleared. Oh, but that's because I might want to come back to the league. And then the league today, they're racist, they're making money off my sweat. F the NFL. Oh, wait. Now, maybe I'm going to walk that back a little bit because I may want to come play in the league. So a guy who's trash-talking, then reneging, then trash-talking, then deleting the tweet, then trash-talking again, then backing off the trash-talking is what?
By the way, that slight pause that you maybe, it might have just sounded like dead air. Steve took a pause and he slapped himself in the head. There's just a little pop there. That was really funny. No, he's got to go. Someone's got to tell him, dude, stop tweeting and just like wait this out. And literally, if you wait it out, people will forget.
Yes, and he won't let you forget.
It'll be fine. And you're not letting us forget. So you've got to go away. So it was only last week, but it feels like a lot longer than that. But the Nationals won the World Series. Then they went to a Capitals game to show off the trophy, have a good time, get some jerseys, drink a lot of free beer, and have a party in the suite. And there's even a couple of shots. They were having such a good time. The entire team that was there, they all ripped off their shirts, and they were just shirtless waving them around drinking beers. It was like that time Marcus was at the Predators game, and Taylor Lewan threw a fish onto the ice or whatever was going on. Anyways, apparently they weren't having a good enough of time, according to Yevgeny Kuznetsov, who said, quote, they look pretty sober. When we was in their situation, I don't remember anything. This is city on city, hockey on baseball, binge drinking celebratory smack talk for not being drunk enough. What do we make of this?
I think I might be ready to incinerate that one. Get rid of it. At least we don't have to hear it anymore. I'm really trying to draw a parallel with this Antonio Brown thing. It's like if you have a bad breakup and then once a month whoever was responsible for the heartbreak keeps coming back. By the way, we're still broken up and I can't stand you.
But as she turned the mic on,
yeah,
it's worse because like whoever the breaking up party is, like they're not having friends that are saying, dude, don't go back to her anymore. Don't go back to him. You're good enough. Just hold on. There is someone else that's better out there. They will come for you. Just give it some time. Just go away. Don't go back to them.
The cliche of time healing. If you don't give it time, you shoot the cliche to hell. All right, let's take a break. Coming back on the other side, we'll have a couple of thoughts and my conversation with Oregon football coach Mario Cristobal coming up next. 95.3 The Score.
Cut the crap!